Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Kingdoms Queens podcast. We are on a lovely, lovely, off of a lovely loss to the Philadelphia Eagles on Monday Night Football.
Lovely.
It's been a fun day in Chiefs Kingdom. It's been a lot of overreactions, a lot of high stress, a lot of panic mode buttons being pressed, but we are here to maybe bring a different perspective to you guys, or maybe not, or maybe we have some fun things to say. So
maybe, I don't know.
Some perspectives all over the board today, but it's going to be a fun show, so we can't wait to get into it with you guys. But I'm your host, Lexi.
I'm Chrissy.
And I'm Jody. What's up, y'all? So before we kind of get into the chaos of what happened in Chiefs Kingdom yesterday, there was a lot of things that happened over week 11 in the NFL, but we're only going to talk about a few. So there were two big things that happened over this past week with Joe Burrow and Mark Andrews both being out for the season. It seems like there were some terrible injuries that happened over week 11. So the AFC is a mess. The AFC is a hot mess right now. It really feels like it's kind of open to any team right now because there's so much going on.
Yeah.
Thoughts on that now? Okay.
No, I'm not really. Like you said, it's pretty cut and dry. AFC is wide open. None of the AFC teams look fantastic. Honestly, no. Everyone looks very average.
What's crazy is there are 5 AFC teams with 3 losses.
Yeah.
We're among those teams now, unfortunately. It's the Ravens, the Browns, us, the Jags, and the Dolphins.
Yeah, it's a mess.
So that's a lot. And then the Ravens have that one extra win because they haven't had their bye week yet. So
correct. Right. And their bye week is super late this year.
Right. It's like in 2 weeks. So
yeah. It's very, very late.
They technically own the number one seed right now, which is unfortunate. Luckily for the Chiefs, we do have a lot of those tiebreakers right now.
Yeah.
And we also have the easiest remaining schedule left.
Allegedly.
Easiest.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. The easiest.
The Chargers lost to the Packers, which wasn't expecting that. I definitely picked them to win last week's game. So they're just slowly plummeting their way to the bottom of the AFC West. The Bills fired their OC. And, of course, they had a good game this past week. They should have. It was expected. And then the Broncos keep winning. The Steelers keep winning. Like, I don't know what's going on there.
This long win streak on these weird freaking games they keep winning. Like, I don't understand, but
it's a mess. And the Raiders looked extremely well against the Dolphins. And I know we're going to talk about Raiders because it is Raider week for us. But before we get into all of that, let's just go ahead and address the little elephant that's in the room, and it's these Chiefs wide receivers. So it is time
to go over Joe Burrow's season ending.
No, Joe Burrow's season ending, Mark Andrews' season ending. Yeah, it was the first thing I said. I just
must have
been really had too much.
My bad.
It's sad, but
that's kind of crazy. That's a big quarterback right now, but yeah.
So, it's time to kind of get into the Chiefs-Eagles game. This was a huge game that clearly the whole entire world was watching.
Most watched Monday Night Football game.
What was the number of views? I don't remember.
Like 29.5 million.
29.5 million. Now, these are things that I'm not surprised by. These are things I'm not surprised by because, that's just the Chiefs Kingdom effect. Every primetime game that we're going to bring the folks. You know why? Because the ops want to see us fail.
Maybe the NFC last week or this week. I don't know. I thought maybe the whole NFC was probably rooting for us to take down those Eagles, and we let them down. Sorry, guys.
I had a ton of Cowboys fans in my mentions this week, like, go handle business, Kansas City. But yeah, there was a lot that happened in this game that could be frustrating. Big interception by Patrick Mahomes, fumble at the 5, Travis Kelce, big drop by Jay Watt, MVS. I mean, the list kind of just goes on and on about how this game went. So pick an area and jump in.
All right. I'll since we did bring up the wide receivers, and that's, I mean, we all know that the defense was lights out. So we're going to give them their flowers, but I'm going to talk about the wide receivers first. here's the thing. I think we've mentioned it on this show before that our wide receiver room is the same as last year, except for Juju / Rashee Rice and our wide receiver coach. You look at the mistakes that our offense is making right now with penalties, with dropped passes, running incorrect routes. Those are all lack of focus / lack of concentration issues. Those are things that should be fixable. But the thing is the wide receivers have to actually believe that they can fix those issues. Right now, I feel like everyone's talking a good talk. And I'm also including Travis Kelce in this because Travis has had more drops this season than he's typically had. But they have, like, you can say anything you want after the game about, like, we got to do better. We have to do this. We have to do this. But until you actually put those words into action, I'm not going to believe that our wide receiver core is going to change at all this season. So to me, wide receivers, if you're going to talk big talk after the game about how we need to do better, how we need to play better, you need to actually put the work in to get better.
I think
because actions speak louder than words, my friends. And right now our wide receivers have had zero action and all words.
I think it's really frustrating week after week to just hear everyone say, oh, well, we need to do better, but we'll get it together. We'll get it together. And I think everyone in Chiefs Kingdom was like, okay, bye week. This is their time to get it together. And like you said, I think it was like the Sporting KC guys on their bye week. They like did a,
what yeah. did
they do? They like had a hangout kind of.
Yeah, turn their whole season around.
Yeah. And so I think we were kind of hoping for that. We knew they weren't going to like be hanging out, whatever. But I think it's just a real lack of discipline that we're seeing. And yeah. I definitely now last week we saw some coordinators speak that we don't usually see speak in the Chiefs media, which included our wide receivers coach, Connor Embry. I'm just going to say his name there.
Yep, feel free.
I posted it to my Twitter page and it got a lot of traction and it got a lot of other people in Chiefs media talking about how maybe it's unfair to be criticizing him and he's not the real problem. And, you know, and he's year one, but for me, I understand he's year one, but you are on a team that is championship caliber. You're on a team that's expected to win Super Bowls every single season. And you know, you're going to have a wide receiver core that is young / maybe not the most experienced.
Yeah.
/ definitely not a wide receiver one. So right. You have to have someone in this. If you're going to have that wide receiver core, you need a coach that's going to discipline these guys and make them hold them accountable. And we're just not seeing that yet.
Yeah. And can I pull off of that, Lexi? Like what you just said, you have to play to the strengths of the wide receiver core. Look at what Spags had to do last year with our defense, with our young guys, Brian Cook, Trent McDuffie, Jalen Watson, all those guys, Joshua Williams, all these rookies who came in and were not necessarily like, hey, you guys are going to be our starters on this whole Super Bowl run. Those guys weren't ready for that. But guess what? Spags and our secondary coaches got them ready for that moment. I don't feel this wide receiver coach has done anything like that.
No, he hasn't. Dave Merritt, our secondary coach, he's incredible. So you get lucky with guys like him and Spags that carried our defense through that last season and then way more through this season, which we can talk about that later. But yeah, I mean, Jody, I know you have thoughts to dive in.
Yeah, I have a lot to say. One, I told y'all before the bye week, the receivers were not going to change. So I knew that us going into a bye week wasn't going to change much from the production that we're seeing from this wide receiver core. Two, yeah, we can blame Connor, but
I'm not saying he gets all the blame, but he definitely needs to take some of it.
I'm putting majority of it on Matt Nagy. I feel like if you're the offensive coordinator, that means you're over every single one of these specialty coaches. I don't see, like, I had a debate with someone earlier, and I was like, tell me three things that Matt Nagy has done to help this receiving core this year. He's done nothing. So, yeah, you know, like, we have Connor, who is clearly new in role, very green, learning as he goes. And I don't see, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. Was this the year to do that with a team full of brand new rookies? Sorry, not rookies, brand new receivers? Probably not. But yeah, no, Matt Nagy.
They're not brand new receivers, though. They're not.
Well, I mean, Rashee Rice
is new. Everyone else is the same.
He didn't really play a full season last year. Richie James is new. So, I mean, half of them are new. And I'm not surprised by Sky Moore. I didn't think he was going to be anything before the season started. So, I mean, I know there were a lot of people on his train of he's going to come and be this great year two sophomore receiver. No, he's not. he didn't really do much last season. And I guess I don't mean to come across as very harsh and direct, but this receiving core has been very unfortunate to see the lack of anything that they are giving to this team. It makes no sense how good our defense is, and our receivers are literally giving the game away. They're not even just maintaining the game. They are giving the game away. And that Travis Kelce soundbite yesterday irritated the hell out of me.
I wouldn't even watch it.
I listened, I think, to the first like 10 seconds, and I retweeted it. And I was like, Travis, I don't want to hear any more this season about what you need to do differently and what you need to do better. You've been on this team for 10 years. You're the leader of this locker room. You should be the ones rallying these receivers to get them better, and you're not. Noah Gray, I don't understand why we're not seeing him at all.
Where was he yesterday?
I don't know. Did he get it targeted? Yeah.
Was he hurt? Like, I mean.
He had one target yesterday. He had one.
Unbelievable.
That's what I don't understand. Like, we all, like, fans understand. And maybe we're just looking through rose-colored glasses or something. But we understand who needs to be getting the targets. So I don't understand why the coach, like, why that's translating.
When Travis Kelce is double and triple teamed and your receivers are not catching the ball, running the right routes, coming back to the ball, dropping the ball, that is a problem. And so a lot of people are giving Travis Kelce hell, like, yes, does he need fumbling at the five is a problem? Yes. Mm-hmm. But when Travis is that big of a distraction on the field and your other receivers on the field cannot deliver at all, that is a major problem. That is a huge, huge problem. And we knew the game plan the Eagles were going to have for us going into this week because we beat them in the Super Bowl. So we knew they were going to do this with Travis, and we did not do anything to execute. And Andy Reid has been terrible at second half adjustments this year. He needs to be better. I don't understand what the issue is. I don't know if he doesn't have trust, if Pat doesn't have trust. Pat's going to throw the ball regardless. So I think that's one thing that I've noticed. He's going to throw the ball to you regardless. It's a matter of you're going to catch the ball or not. So I think play calling has just been shit this second half of the season.
I totally agree. But we're also taking away our running game in the second half of games. And when the Eagles, that's what made no sense to me. And I did see somebody, Jamie, he commented on one of my posts. And he said, well, maybe it was we got all these penalties that kept backing us up. And that did happen sometimes, but not every single drive. And we just shut down the run in the second half. And we've been doing that consistently. And when your rushing attack, like in the first half, we dominated the trenches on both sides of the ball. And that's hard to do against the Eagles. They have like the number one rushing defense in the NFL. And we ran all over them. Like it was like 158 yards or something crazy between everybody.
yesterday.
Clyde looked amazing yesterday. Like, no offense, but like, if Clyde is doing that, like, we're doing something right. No,
against also, I think you said their number one rushing defense. Like,
yeah,
Clyde doing that against them was crazy to me.
Right, and we just shut our rushing attack down in the second half. We're like, seven carries, that's all you need. Bye.
For me, it's like, this is where it goes into those unpredictable things where it's like, okay, the Eagles have the number one run defense in the league, right? And so, of course, our run is going to work against them because that's right. Like they're known. Like that's just how it goes in this league. That's how it's been all season.
Shut down their number one receiver.
Yeah, and so it's so frustrating to see. I don't know what Andy Reid, and I'm not going to. I mean, obviously, we are just fans of the team. We're podcasters, whatever. We're not coaches, but like.
Right.
I think most people can see it's like, I don't know how you get in that big of a lead. And we saw it twice in a row. Luckily, the Dolphins didn't beat us with it. They could have easily. We capitalized on their mistakes and won because we were the better team that day. And I honestly believe we were the better team yesterday. However, it's lack of... I mean, even there was a fourth down where Tommy Townsend punted at the 50-yard line. And I was like, are we kidding?
Why
like,
are we not
in the game? And we were on their side.
In the fourth down, like, why are you punting on that? Like, let McKinnon rush it. Let Clyde rush it. Let anyone try to rush it. Like, it's
just, and I know why they did. I mean, the defense was lights out yesterday. Like, and I know we're still talking offense right now, but
right. I mean, yeah.
And that was a conversation I was having with CJ, part of Kingdom Cast, Tell the Truth, CJ. And we were talking about how good the Chiefs defense has been yesterday and how much they were dominating yesterday. And that is the reason why Andy was like, you know what? It's fine. Let's punt it because we know our defense will go out there and get that three and out. But that is terrible play calling. And I don't care how many mistakes we were making. Patrick's going to do everything to put this game on his back. Like, I actually missed the very last play of the game. I missed the I think it was the 4th and 24 because I walked away at that point.
Yeah,
I walked away at that point because I didn't care anymore about the game at that moment. But
I'm also sick of these 4th and 24s. It was reminiscent of the first week game against the Lions.
Yeah.
Sorry to cut you off, but I just had to add that in.
Yes, the receivers are bad, but the play calling in the second half of these games have been really bad, too. There's no way teams are going in and adjusting that much to where we can't even score 3 points.
No, we completely change our plan of attack in the second half, and it makes no sense to me. It's like, you know what? The things we're doing the best, let's just not do them in the second half. That's what it looks like. We have gone now 3 games in a row with no second half points.
This correct. Is the, again,
that's a problem.
Conspiracy side of me on this podcast, but like, I literally still feel like Andy Reid takes that lead and then says, you know what? Let's see if this works. Let's see if this works. Even if it's against the Eagles, let's just try this out. Let's see if this works. And it doesn't. And then I will say
some of the play calling was not bad. It was the receivers just not being good. Or it was the receivers. I know Dan Orlovsky, he had this great segment today on NFL Live.
It was great, actually.
Yes.
It was so good. And he was just breaking down like just how some of the receivers are just not. It kind of goes back to what you're saying of like having that attention to detail. And I feel like I said this a couple of weeks. Our receivers do not know how to adjust in the moment. They do not know how to adjust in the game. If they see that Pat is scrambling for his life, they don't realize that you sometimes have to break that route and just go be open. And Patrick is going to get the ball to you. And our receivers are still very much struggling to do that. This is one of my 2 Christmas trees. It doesn't have lights yet. My other one has lights. It's on the other side. Promise. Yeah, the receivers are not. They're not adjusting. At all. And I don't understand how after 11 weeks, they still have not figured this out. That maybe is where coaching comes in. Like, maybe that's where you have your issues with Connor and your issues with Nagy and Andy and all of them. They're not coaching these receivers up in that way. and holding them accountable, but there's no accountability right now. And that was
the you know who I really feel like, considering we're having such issues with our wide receivers, I would love to see them utilize Pacheco, McKinnon, and even Clyde. Clyde was a really good pass catching back. I don't know why we wouldn't utilize them more in the receiving game if we're having such issues with our wide receiver core.
You like, would think.
We don't need these big chunks down the field. That's not our game anymore. And I know Mahomes wants those, but you cannot depend on Justin Watson to do those every time. I'm sorry. He is not an 11 reception wide receiver like we are forcing him to be. That is not who he is. And no. MBS, you can't catch him to, or you can't catch him. He can't catch that, those you 75% can't. Of the time he's missing.
I them. Don't ever want to see MBS ever again.
Yeah. the guys we know that have made differences, Clyde had, before he got hurt last season, I know, you know, no one's huge on Clyde right now, but he had some great pass catches into the end zone last year. And we don't need to, and Pacheco's been doing great with that. We know what McKinnon can do. So I just, what well, I don't understand, why aren't we utilizing them? And we don't need to be taking these big bombs down the field. Just take little chunks down the field and get the first down. But like on the Mahomes interception, we had a first down. And instead, they went for the home run.
And I think Mahomes, like you said, he loves the flashy stuff. He loves
it.
And we know he's capable. Like, I think sometimes he just wants to prove that he can still throw the ball 70 yards.
We all know.
Sometimes you do got to realize some of these receivers are open.
They are.
They're not running the route correctly, or they're dropping the ball. Patrick is getting the ball. I was so frustrated when I seen him take the accountability for MVS dropping the ball.
Oh, me too.
That's a good leader right there.
I'm like, you go in the locker room, you cuss him out right now.
You slap him. We go smack. Get it together.
I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall in that locker room after that game.
There's no way you take accountability for that. That man had the ball in his hands and dropped it twice.
I'm not saying Patrick has been fantastic this season. I think we can all tell he's visibly frustrated out there. However, this game especially, I thought that he threw quite a few beautifully thrown balls exactly where those balls needed to be to avoid the defense. And we didn't do anything with it. So
I think I saw someone say today, I forget who it was, but it's almost like Mahomes from here on out is going to have to be damn near perfect.
Him and Travis need to be 110% perfect
to win these games. Yeah. And our defense is doing the best they can. They really are.
But don't you? So I guess my problem is don't you think they should know that already based off of how the first 10 weeks went?
Oh, they know. They know. So
it's like if you know
us, they're not going to say that to our faces.
If you know that you have to be mistake free, you have to be mistake free. Because every team that we play going forward, they're going to maximize on whatever it is.
I do want to say, while Jody has to do something real quick, I do want to say, if we are going to be talking about our wide receivers, I was impressed with how, I know Kadarius Toney only had like two targets, but I was impressed with how he played yesterday. I thought he did great as a return man. Even though he scares the crap out of me every time he runs with his arms flailing everywhere. I'm like, oh, God, please hold on to the ball.
Hurt. He's hurt.
He apparently has like a foot and a hand injury, but it's apparently not too serious or anything.
So Tobe was on the press conference earlier today, and he was basically like, he's like, he runs so crazy and he runs with such force on every single play.
Yeah, he makes many turns
up a little banged up. And I think that's why we're seeing the Chiefs be more reserved with him, is because they know he's going to be in. He's like a Pacheco. He's like insane every single play where he's. Yeah.
But he did have a good game. I am not. If I want to take him out of my. I know we've been bashing wide receivers. I want to take him out of my bashing from this last game because I thought he did a really good job and he did everything he could to help the team win yesterday. So
I was so impressed
with him.
And I know we talked about this last week on the podcast too, is like the Eagles special teams, how I did say they were giving up some of those big runs, and they gave up some of those to Kadarius Toney. Like, again, we kind of called that last week on the podcast where it was like, okay, he did that in the Super Bowl. Are we going to see that again? And they, lo and behold, McColl went out with a minor injury. I think he's okay too.
He came back in though. He did come back in and he had a reception.
Yeah. So they ended up taking him out of that role. And Kadarius Toney, as we know, he reminds me, he's the closest thing we've had to like a Dante Hall, right? Where he,
like human joystick. Like, he just,
and he's not, I mean, I know he's not him, but like, he's the closest thing I think we've had as Chiefs fans to that same style of punt return where they're just like, they just juke everyone. And he's just really fun to watch. And I hope we can have him at full health throughout the playoffs and the end of this season, because Kadarius Toney is a special player and he shows those flashes, and it's a nice reminder that we do have that guy in our back pocket there.
So I think it's evidently clear that they need to stop spreading the ball and giving all of these snaps to all of these receivers. Right. I don't know why we're still going through this lesson and trying to figure it. Still, it feels like we're still trying to figure out who the guy is. And we are way too deep in the season now to still be figuring this out.
Yeah.
So for
this
me,
isn't trial and error time anymore.
No more trial and error no more. Right. We're past the bye. Y'all should have figured this out during the bye week. So if you had to just buckle down to 2 to 3 receivers, not including Travis Kelce, who do you think those targets need to go to going forward, and everybody else just needs to sit and be a cheerleader or someone who comes in as sit on the ring?
Yeah,
nothing. Melvin Gordon taught us that it is okay to sit on the bench and to win a ring.
Yeah, it is. He was loving that. But yeah. So I'm going to say, obviously, you guys all know I've been on the Rashi Rice hype train since training camp. So he makes such impactful plays, guys. Like, he needs more targets. I still don't understand. I know he's a rookie, but gosh darn it, give him the ball more. Justin Watson, I know he had kind of a rough game, but you know what? He was targeted so many times. Like, yeah, he's going to drop some of those. But he also makes some amazing catches. And for the most part, he's been pretty clutch. Noah Gray, I'm including him with the wide receivers here. Kadarius Toney, I think we need to trust him. As long as he is healthy enough to play, we need to be able to trust to put the ball in his hands. He was supposed to be the one that we were building our whole wide receiver core around this offseason.
So you know
what? If that's what you saw, do it. But stop throwing in 6,000 people. You look at the Eagles. Who did they target? A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith.
The whole game.
And that was I stole a couple times, but, like, that was it.
I fully agree with that five, including Travis Kelce. And honestly, because we know of KT's health, I would be okay if he was very, very limited. And you did stick to, you know, Travis, J.Y., Rashi.
You had some like KT designed throws or plays.
I'm totally fine with that. And then you get McKinnon more involved. You keep Pacheco with the ball. And I mean, if CEH is going to be able to come in and produce 2 or 3 carries a game, that's going to be impactful so the boys can get a rest. I'm fine with that too. So it's like, I don't understand why we're overcomplicating that process of who these main targets need to be. And Lexi, I want to hear who your people are as well, but it seems like these receivers are never going to build confidence because they're not getting the ball enough.
Yeah.
They're not getting the
enough
ball
reps.
Enough.
My one thing is like I would agree pretty much with you guys on that. I think obviously it has to be Rashi Rice as the next guy.
Yeah.
It's Travis Kelce at the start. It's Rashi Rice. It's Kadarius Toney. It's a fall off from there. It really
you don't
is.
Think Justin Watson?
I think probably Justin Watson and Noah Gray. I think Justin Watson has proved himself, but I think we're using him too much.
Yeah.
I think he is meant to be in that wide receiver 2-3 role, and we're using him as a 1.
Wide receiver 3.
Wide receiver 3. And we're asking him to be a type of wide receiver that he is not.
And I appreciate the hard work he puts in because you know he is trying. Like, I can tell.
Never judge him saying, you know what, he did not give it his all. I know he missed some catches, but man, he laid his body on the line every single game for some of these clutch catches he makes.
He's
and
trying.
I I know he caught a lot of flack in the offseason for whatever reason, but guys, without Justin Watson on this team right now,
nothing.
I was one of them.
We got nothing going on.
In the offseason, like, Justin Watson, cut him now. I was literally one of those people in the offseason that said that based off of last season. But this year, he is proving himself to be that.
Yeah.
And clearly, this is why he's getting so many targets, because he is delivering every week when he's healthy. So, hey, you like it? I love it.
I think it's really obvious who needs to be getting the targets on our team. And I don't know. I did see a video today. I can't remember where it was shared, but I saw something where Rashee Rice does look a little bit lost on some of his routes. I will say, just like if you're looking at the all 22, which is like the version of the, it's like the bird's eye view of NFL playbacks for people that might not know, but Rashee Rice, he does look a little bit lost every now and then. I think that's just due to being a rookie fully, because I think when
in a very difficult offensive system,
very difficult.
And he's he's still catching on fast with Sky Moore.
Sky Moore, I'm bummed on him, because I think we all had high hopes for him going into this season. I mean, we tried. You're stuck with certain guys, and we're stuck with them. We love you, Sky. I love you as a person, but like,
God bless. Go find the ball machine and don't move. catch 1,000 balls. Said it after the game yesterday. I said, I want everybody to go to the ball machine every day this week, catch 1,000 balls, and then run routes until your legs fall off.
Yeah.
All week.
Yeah.
All week. Yeah. Catch the daggum ball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, like that video of Kirk Cousins where he's just sitting there in the car with his wife and they're going over routes and plays and things like that. I need to see that kind of dedication from our wide receivers.
I feel like they're a young core for the most part, kind of.
I got a spicy question when you're done.
Okay. But I do think, like, I wonder if, I don't even know if I want to say this, but I just wonder, if the Super Bowl got to their heads a little bit.
That's 100% what I was getting ready to ask y'all. Are they in a
Super Bowl hangover?
But the problem is, it's only the receivers. The defense, they're year two players. Half of the defense, year two players.
And we have the youngest defense in the NFL.
Exactly.
One of the top defenses in the NFL, if not the best.
And they can talk their stuff. This offense can talk anything. They can't say a single word.
No, our offense can't say crap. And I just want to say also, this is probably a pretty popular take, but I just really, really want our offense to pull it together, because we've dreamt of this in the Mahomes era of having a defense. I don't want to see them go to waste, because this offseason is going to be brutal for our defense. We are going to lose people we do not want to lose. There's Willie Gay, Legarius Sneed, Chris Jones. I mean, I don't even want to get into half of it, but like, I want to see us really so strange. Badly do well on offense for this defense, because they're so elite, and I just don't want to see that go to waste, because we've dreamt of this for so long, and I just...
Serious question. Okay.
I'm listening.
Do you think our offense is playing Call of Duty together?
No.
Maybe they should. I'm not someone who's like, hey, go play games. But our wide receivers last year and Patrick, they all seemed like they had this really good camaraderie.
Call of Duty. I encourage it. Please.
I don't even feel like they got a text message group chat. Like, what? I feel like they are like,
at all of them and tell them they need to play Call of Duty.
I don't know how the locker room is, but like, you can kind of feel like, remember that like last season with Tyreek Hill before he left, and we just felt fragmented. Yeah. I feel like our offense has this like, there's just this like, not a negative energy about them, but this like blah energy. And they just kind of remind me of like, you know how you go to work and you hang out with your coworkers all day and then you leave and you don't talk to them until you get back the next day. And that's just your coworker relationship. That's kind of what it feels like from the outside looking in.
It only feels like the receiving room. I feel like the running back room, they've been having
fun. Oh, God, they're hilarious.
I feel like the tight end room, granted, it's only like two of them. But I feel like the tight end
it's just like the babies of it.
Two of them.
All two of them.
I think it's the receiving room. And I don't know what is going on. I feel like
they need to go have a little powwow and go
they
Dave and Buster's or something.
Everybody else is having fun.
Yeah.
The defense is having a blast.
Yeah. Yeah, it just seems like they're all in their head. And maybe that first game just screwed with them. So many drops, all that. And I feel like they're playing so much in their head that they're so scared to make a mistake that they're making even more mistakes.
But you know,
they like just can't get it.
It's week 11.
Oh, I know. But like, it just, that's what it seems like. Like, it just seems like they're so like scared to make a mistake that they keep making mistakes because they can't think clearly. It's just weird. You know, like
on the offensive line, the penalties are just killing us.
They're killers.
Call them both ways. Call the penalties both ways.
The one read was horrible. That should have been.
That was a bad penalty.
That should have been on the Eagles defense. But that was horrible.
Donovan Smith, there were plenty on the Eagles defense jumping off sides that they didn't call. But
call them both ways. Yeah.
I will say our tackles. It is, we're going into what, week 11 now? Is this week 11, week 12? Which one? I don't know. I don't even know where we are now.
Going into week 12.
But our tackles keep making penalties in crucial, crucial moments. And it is a problem. Because they are backing up the offense to where we can't use Pacheco. Like if it's like first and or second or third and 20, you can't run Pacheco 20 yards majority of the time. Yeah, sorry. I mean, I love Pacheco, but that would be silly.
Murder.
And that keeps happening where it's like having drives where we just melt apart. Like we just fall apart and it's like penalty. Oh, look, we made a great play. Guess what? Penalty. How many runs did Pacheco have called back off of a stupid penalty this second half?
And Travis, yeah.
Like it's
penalty on a run.
Well, but I was going to ask you, do you feel that it feels that bad because we know our receivers cannot execute?
I think they can. I just don't think they are.
I'm telling you right now, 3rd and 17, I'm like, we're not going to get that. I've never said that before. Ever.
I know, it's weird.
I have no confidence. I feel so bad.
3rd and short was better this game. If you guys want, we want to look for some positive. 3rd and short was better.
Third and short was so good.
3rd and short was so much better, you guys. So, hey, positivity.
Yeah,
okay, I'm gonna bring one more positive to the table because you guys know me. I have to be positive.
I appreciate that, but I don't even know what the receivers can do going forward to make me have confidence.
They have to put a game together.
But more than one, like consecutively, because it's week 12.
I just would love to see a second half.
Here's the thing: we've seen two games where they've done well, and that was against the Bears and the Chargers. Those games we left feeling so confident in our offense because they put up more than 30 points. We did. Those were great games. We can't let that slide. We've seen it happen. When this team wants it to happen, they make it happen. Granted, those defenses are not great at all.
Yeah. If we're looking for a positive here, guys, like we lost to the best NFC team, potentially the best team in the NFL right now,
and the
outside of us by 4 points, and we gave them that game. We all the turnovers, all the penalties. We literally shot ourselves in the foot about 15 times, and we were still limping our way to the finish line. Like we never gave up getting to that finish line, but we just keep. I still stand by to this day. The only team that can beat us is ourselves. You look at all the statistics of that game. Chiefs won every single stat.
Absolutely.
We sacked Jalen Hurts 5-6 times. What?
And 5 times in the first half. The reason why we will not, if we were to lose the first round of the playoffs, it would be because our receivers did something dumb.
Or we turn the ball over.
You can blame. So just to list off the stats, total yards, Chiefs, 336, Eagles, 238. That's 100 yards difference.
I know.
Passing yards, Chiefs, 168, Eagles, 124. Rushing yards, Chiefs, 168, Eagles, 114. Yards per play, Chiefs 4.5, Eagles 4.4. First downs, Chiefs got 23, Eagles only got 16. Third down efficiency, we were 8 of 17. They were 3 of 11. Fourth down efficiency, we were 2 of 3. They were 0 out of 0. Total plays, we had 74 on offense. They had 54. This literally comes down to, and this is where we need our best performers to play, is Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes. It comes down to their red zone interception and fumble. Unfortunately.
Honestly, you don't have those two things. That's 14 points. At the minimum, 6. Okay? That game is done.
You kicked those two field goals before the half. That should have been 23. Yeah. Should have been 23-0 at the half. Anyway, let's talk about the Chiefs defense. I need something positive in my life. Holy.
That's
holy.
AJ Brown, 1 reception for 8 yards. Are you kidding me?
I did forget to say I met Jerick McKinnon's mom and dad yesterday, and they were the nicest people.
Aww.
Jerick McKinnon's mom, her hair is blonde like his. I was like,
oh.
This is so sweet. But yeah, defense. Holy AJ Brown.
I'm so proud of our
8 yards. The Chiefs have shut down every single number one wide receiver that we have faced thus far.
So AJ Brown had 6 games in a row with 100 plus receiving yards.
Yeah.
Even against the Cowboys last week, he had, or the week prior, sorry, because they were on a bye week with us. The week prior, he still had like 70 yards.
Yeah.
Le'Jarius Sneed, which I will get to him later because he is my player of the game, but he held him to 1 catch for 8 yards. Like, that is unheard of for a receiver like that.
It's, first of all, Trent McDuffie with 2 sacks. What?
So, he's on the blitz.
My player of the game. Le'Jarius
Sneed is out there covering, and they,
a strip fumble.
Dream team.
Clearly making his case to be an all pro, and he has 0 interceptions for the year.
God, that
he's
kid,
so many other things.
So close.
Him and Justin Reed were all over the freaking field yesterday.
All over.
I was just like, oh,
was Tranquil. Tranquil was everywhere. Willie Gay was everywhere. Yeah. This defense, I look for, you know, like when, like in seasons past, like if I had to pee during a game, I'd go during a defensive drive. Now I'm just like, I don't want to miss a second of this defense. They are so fun to watch. They are electric. The defense has a spark like Pacheco has a spark. Yeah. It's just that is where the electricity of this team is. It's Pacheco and it's our defense. Uh-huh. And literally, it's our defense fun to watch.
The defense said they're not going to go out there and score on us. It's not happening. So for them to score 21, which – I thought that the Eagles were going to score at least 20. Like, they're the number one.
They're like the top 3 offense, right?
If we would have held them to 14, that would have been incredible.
Yeah.
I thought that we would give them at least 14 points because they're good, right? So for them to hold them to 21 points, I was like, this defense is really like that. And you know what's crazy? The defense was on the field so much yesterday, and they did not get gassed until the very, very, very end.
Yeah, and you know what else our defense did, which is huge against Philadelphia? We did not allow a brotherly shove play, a 3rd and short, until 6 minutes left in the 3rd quarter.
I was going to say, we definitely did.
But there was only 2. There was only 2 brotherly shove plays, and that's insane against Philadelphia.
I was really hoping for our defense to play.
He said, you know, in order for this defense to win this game, we have to keep them in 3rd and long situations and not get it to 3rd and 4. And that's a
great game plan by Spags.
I don't know if it was a great game plan. I think it was a combination. Great game plan. The defense just playing lights out, high, crazy energy.
Well, yeah.
Everybody. And I think that's where you see the difference between our defense and our offense. Our defense knows how to make that adjustment, and they will go help a guy if they see something that's changed at the line. They know how to make that in-game adjustment to where you don't see that happening from our offense, which is why our defense is executing at this extreme level. They are top. I'm willing to say that we have the best defense in the NFL.
No, I really – I'm full agreeance. I think the only defense that can compete with us is the Browns and the Ravens.
I say the Browns.
Probably the Browns, right?
Yeah, I think it goes
down. Yeah. I think our defense was out to prove a point from the Super Bowl. Like you guys said, like they were not about to allow. And our offense just did them. I mean, our defense held them to 7 points in the first half. This is a high-powered offense. Another high-powered offense. All we face is high-powered offenses, I swear.
Yeah. I want to respond to a comment when you have a second because – yeah.
I want to say this real quick too. I think the one thing with our defense that I didn't love was they got some explosive runs on us with DeAndre Swift.
They did, but they were.
That's gonna happen every game. That's gonna happen.
But I want to say I think if we had Nick Bolton in there for those plays, I think they maybe get one less touchdown. That's my thought. I think Willie Gay was ran on a little bit, which he's been so good for us. And honestly, Drew Tranquil has been so good for us, but they got ran on some of those run plays.
Probably wouldn't have if our offense didn't keep giving them the ball with fumbles.
Exactly. Yeah. Like I said, our offense did them zero favors.
So yeah.
I'm going to respond to this comment real quick.
Stop applying.
If you want to tell me that holding AJ Brown to 8 yards, sacking Jalen Hurts 5 times in the first quarter isn't a good game plan. All right.
For those of you listening who are not watching,
that's just what I wanted to say.
It was not a great game plan. Chrissy.
I wholeheartedly disagree. Wholeheartedly disagree.
Do you think
that's go back to Orlando? Okay.
not entertaining that. Anyway, yeah, this defense was lights out. L'Jarius Sneed with an interception. Like, dude, what the world? Like, all over the freaking field. And I think it's going to be it's time to start having the conversation of, remember in the offseason, the conversation was L'Jarius Sneed's not going to be on this team next year. We're not going to be able to afford him. Well, you know what?
We got to figure out a way.
I think we need to pay him.
Dollars to get him paid.
We got to pay him.
Absolutely.
To get him paid.
Yeah. Got to figure it out.
McDuffie and Brian Cook together forever. I need those three together forever.
So, yeah.
I think it's such a dynamic defense that the majority of them that we can keep together is so crucial to this team for this run that we want to be on, for this quote unquote dynasty we want to be on. We need to figure out a way to pay L'Jarius Sneed. If we could find a way to pay Chris Jones, I would love to. I don't know that that's going to happen, but he was a huge difference maker last night. He's a huge difference maker every single week. He's just not seen as much because he's so double and triple teamed. He was pouncing on a really good, arguably the best O-line in the league last night. And I know, Jody, you'll touch on him later, but like the majority, I mean, I just hope we can keep this defensive squad together. And I just hope, such far off talk, but like with the offseason, with the offense, I hope Brett Veach can figure out a way to get some dynamic receivers in here and then keep the majority of this defense together. Because
yeah, the scary thing about the draft is we don't have a lot of draft picks this year. We have like 4 as of right now. Yeah. Trading up is going to be difficult to do with not a lot of draft picks.
No, it's not. I agree. Let's
go ahead and get into player of the game. You guys have all kind of talked about who yours was, but go ahead and talk about why they are yours.
My player of the game was Trent McDuffie. I think we all know how huge of an impact he makes week in and week out. He had 2 sacks against Jalen Hurts. He had a forced fumble. I mean, that guy is everywhere. And there was even a play. Yeah, he had a batted pass. Mm-hmm. A really awesome batted pass too. Like he broke that play up, but there was even a play where, you know, he looked like he was going to blitz and he fell back. And then he caused our defense stopped that play because they were so prepared for the blitz off Trent McDuffie.
Yeah.
I mean, he's affecting the play when he's not even, he's just for a second year player. My goodness. He plays like he is lights out, and I love it.
All pro. He plays like an all pro.
Yeah. Yeah. So Trent McDuffie, give him all the flowers.
The game has slowed down for him.
Oh, yeah.
great to see.
Everywhere. I just want him to get an interception just for him. He deserves it. He is all over the place. He needs an interception.
I know that he's doing 1,000 other things, but we want to
know. He's literally, that's
I just want one for him. Like, here's a Christmas gift. Here you go.
That's the crazy thing is, like, it's the how dynamic he is. I mean, he is literally capable of doing almost anything on the defensive side of the ball. And it's just so impressive to watch. And then, like you said, he almost had 2 interceptions, I think, this game.
Yeah.
He's so close. So many games. He had a forced fumble. I mean, it's so fun to watch.
He like what? He like leads the league in
strip fumbles.
However that, he like leads the league. He's insane. He's absolutely insane.
He's insane. My player of the game is L'Jarius Sneed. I think he's also gone underrated this season.
It's crazy.
Together are unbelievably such a dynamic duo. They are so much fun to watch. Like you said, it's more fun to watch them right now than our offense.
Best duo in the league, and I am standing by that.
I think Sneed is having himself an all-pro season. He literally was on AJ Brown the entire night. Like we've said, he allowed one reception for 8 yards.
And AJ Brown was visibly frustrated.
Oh yeah.
Visibly frustrated. That's not typical to see from him.
No.
He's probably the best wide receiver in the NFL.
We put the Eagles offense out of sorts. Like we said, our offense just did our defense no favors.
He's 100% the best receiver in the NFL right now.
AJ Brown.
Everything he can do.
So L'Jarius Sneed, so he had an interception last night also off of an AJ Brown was supposed to be they were pretty deep in our area too. So that could have been a touchdown and L'Jarius Sneed intercepted that. He probably should have just stayed on the ground because he tried to come up and then AJ Brown kind of punched the ball out and got it back.
That was scary.
But I think L'Jarius will learn from that. He's just been phenomenal this season. And what I kind of forgot as I was listening to his Spags press conference was that he was a safety and we put him in at cornerback. I kind of forgot about that. So just the way he's developed and come through in this league. And then I just want to read off his stats this year real quick. So against the really top receivers he's gone against Calvin Ridley, 2 catches, 32 yards, DJ Moore, 3 catches, 41 yards, Justin Jefferson, 3 catches, 28 yards, Jerry Jeudy, 3 catches, 14 yards. Josh Palmer on the Chargers, this was not our best one, but it was 5 catches, 100 yards. Cortland Sutton, 2 catches, 29 yards. Tyreek Hill, 8 catches, 62 yards. AJ Brown, 1 catch, 8 yards. I mean, L'Jarius Sneed, you've been phenomenal. You're underrated, and I just can't wait to keep watching you play.
So my player of the game is Chris Jones, because why not?
He had a great game.
Dude is a monster.
Probably the best game he's played this season.
Absolutely. 2 sacks and probably could have had another one. Like, dude was just kind of all over their offensive line, like high energy. You've seen him being doubled and triple teamed, and he was still being able to get to Jalen. And that is what the goal is at the end of the day. This team had a total of 9 tackle for losses yesterday. Trent McDuffie had 2 and Chris Jones had 4 of those. So that tells you what these two dudes are really doing on this defense. You could go on and on and on and on and on about the defense, and I'm not going to do that right now because we definitely need to kind of get into this Raiders game. But Chris Jones is just really playing lights out. Of course, we would love to see it every single week. He's getting 1 and 2 sacks, but, you know, he is coming in and making those big plays when it matters, i.e. the Bengals game last season. So, shout out to Chris Jones. Keep doing what you're doing. So, this week, it's week 12, and we finally have our first Raiders game. And the Raiders are looking decent. So, for the Chiefs fans that think
we're
going to go and we're just going to beat them, nah. That is not happening. We might win this game by 3 points. Mm-hmm. Let's be serious here, okay? So I'm actually really excited for this game because this offense, they're going to have to get it together. Like, every week going forward, they're not going to have a choice. They're going to have to step it up and go into high gear stuff. What are y'all just, like, quick thoughts about – the team going into this game. What are your keys to winning this Raiders game this week?
So my keys to winning this game are going to be very similar to what they were
in Vegas.
Yeah. Well, you know, Arrowhead West. So
Arrowhead West. I almost called it Oakland, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's right.
But my thing is I don't have much to say about our first half. Our first half has been decent the past few games on offense. Obviously defense, we know what our first half has been. It's been lights out, right? On offense, to me, defense, keep doing what you're doing. I got full faith. Y'all don't need my keys to the game. You're smart enough. You got it, right? Our offense, I need to see us coming out in the second half, and we have got to put up points on that first drive. And we cannot shut down. I don't want us stopping the run game. I need to see our offense come out with a full game plan. I'm not saying we have to score on every drive, as wonderful as that would be. That is incredibly rare to do. But I need to feel positive about the offense after the second half of this game. Because we can't come out and expect to win games consistently if we're only going to play one half of football. It's not going to happen. My key to the game is put a whole game plan together, play a second half on offense. That's what I want. That's
it's funny you say that, because that was one of my keys to the game for last week. Play 60 minutes. Play 60 freaking minutes.
Yeah.
So, of course, that's going to be – I feel like I have to say it every week until I see it. So.
Yep. 60 minutes.
Not the defense. The defense is doing exactly what they need to do. Now, I will say.
Sorry, I can't find my mouse. Sorry.
Oh, my God. Sorry.
Millie just really agreed with Jody's point. That's all it was. She was really excited about it.
Absolutely.
Millie. But no, the defense. I will say, I want the defense to pick up where they're leaving off, and I want them to continue to do it for 60 minutes, just because keep getting those reps in, keep having that high energy, keep playing playoff football now. The defense is already playing playoff Super Bowl football. The offense needs to kind of get on track. Time to play at least some regular season football. Yeah. They're so behind the defense right now, it's not even funny. So keys to the game for me is, yes, 60 minutes, mistake-free football. I don't want to see another GD fumble. I don't want to see another GD interception. I need Patrick to play smart football, and he can do his thing. I don't want him to change what he's doing. You want to throw a 35-yard bomb? Do that. Make sure it's to a receiver that we know is going to catch the ball. I also think another key to the game for me this week is the coaching. Coaching has to be better. The coaches have to be better.
Yeah.
Coaches have to be better. So as much as we want to give the offense crap, these coaches are leading them to do this. So
yeah,
Andy, all of them got to get it together.
To play off of that, I think a key for me is discipline.
Yeah.
In our offense. I think
that touches everything. That's great.
Because it's just been horrific. The discipline is not there. I think they really are on their high horses a little bit and think they can get away with some things. And it's just hasn't been working.
Right.
They're getting embarrassed on national television
in front of 30 million people.
Yeah.
Like
every week.
I'm sorry, MVS. You had that ball in your hands.
Like, I don't care how mad you are and you're throwing your helmet.
Don't be denting our Chief stuff on the side, man. That's a dent in it.
You make way too much money. You make way too much. I think yesterday I yelled, you make way too much money to not be catching the ball. Like,
five. Yeah, I literally was like, oh, our $11 million wide receiver that can't catch, you know, something dropped in his hand from a.
Like, we saw Devontae Smith, who's like half of MVS's size, make the same catch for Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Devontae Smith is insane.
He's what? I mean, but that's what it's like to catch a ball. Like, it's so.
That's what it's like to catch a ball.
It's so ridiculous that we're asking professionals to do the basic things.
And listen, we know.
We're asking you to control your
athletes. We are not capable of doing this. We know that. But
we're not paid to do that. We're not paid to do that.
I don't make $11 million to catch a ball, okay?
Y'all see Tyreek Hill's tweet?
Oh yeah, my god.
It looks real easy to do that when you're not under the light.
Yeah, we know.
Can I say, well, and you know Tyreek Hill, you know he doesn't catch the ball with his hands. He catches the ball with his body.
With his body.
So whatever. Right. I fully expect him to not make that catch either. So.
And how many drops did Tyreek Hill have his last season
with us? A whole bunch.
Can I say,
that's weird. From
him. I replied to that Tyreek Hill comment saying something like a little bit snarky, like, and then I got all these replies like, he's just having our backs. He's having Patrick's back. He's having MVS's back. I'm like, no, he's not.
No, he's not. He's dissing the fans.
Are y'all slow? Like, what?
I have a friend who,
I don't know if you saw D-Hop's comment either, but he commented too. And was like, man, like, yeah, very crucial.
And then all the comments under D-Hop's comment were like, you could have been with us. We could have been great together.
Can you imagine? You know, I literally texted my friend. He's a Green Bay Packers fan. Mm-hmm. Hey, Travis. And he's been asking for MVS back, like, since we got him. And I literally texted him. I was like, hey, Travis, I have a present for you. And he's like, what? I'm like, and he goes, is it MVS? I'm like, take him.
Take him.
I literally don't want him anymore.
Here's why I'm angry, Chrissy. I was on the MVS hype train all
no.
I was too.
Way to kick me while I'm down.
Same.
Way to kick me while I'm down.
Yeah, we just need some of those Ryan Tannehill passes to himself, you know? Maybe that's what Patrick's got to do. He's just got to throw the ball to himself and take it.
I know.
Sorry, that's bad memories. I'm sorry, everybody. That was a trigger moment. I apologize.
I agree with this comment. John having a silly key to the game is losing the coin toss, which I actually had that same thought because I hate when we lose the freaking coin toss, because when we get the ball in the second half, we do so much better, and I cringe when we get the ball in the first half to start. I hate it.
I don't hate it because so normally, yes, I love when we get the ball in the second half, but this defense this offense needs to not play behind right now. They need to get the ball, and they need to go get points, and they need to score first.
I think all of us are so used to watching this offense, and like Mahomes had 2 minutes with the ball last night. We're so used to that just being like
automatic.
Okay, we're gonna go win.
We have
the first half, guys. We walked all over Philadelphia's defense. We went down that field with ease.
That's what I'm saying. Like
second half, we couldn't go 5 yards.
Why do we abandon the things that work? Why do we abandon the things that work? I don't.
Here's something I have always wondered this, and people who knew more about football, tell me why. In the second half, when we seem to be struggling, why can't we just go back to our first 15 scripted plays and just like try them again and see if they, you know, work again? Is it worse than what we're doing now? Like, couldn't we just start again? Like, oh, hey, we're playing all over again. Like, it can't be worse than what it looks like in the second half, right? Like, come on.
It feels like Patrick has no control, too. Like,
yeah.
I feel like normally he's like, all right, Andy gave me these 4 plays. I'm going to just pick which ones I think work in the moment and go with those. It feels like now they're like, you need to do this. You need to do, like, it's giving micromanage, and I don't like that.
Same. He always looks a little, like, hesitant in pocket this year. Like, he's got so much time, but it's like there will be people open, but it's like he feels like he has to go to this certain area, and if that certain area is not open, then it's like, well, crap. That's kind of what it seems like. Like, and we can't do that against the Raiders. Like,
no, we cannot. And, you know, I'm going to say it. I have a splitting with the Raiders. I think we lose one to them. I think we win one. I've been saying that all year, though.
See, I thought that with the Broncos, and we did do that, and that was my one division one. That was my division.
We won't do that again.
I would not be surprised if we lost to the Raiders this week.
I will say the Raiders look like a better team this year, and with McDaniels gone, like they look better and they look fired up. And
who have they played? Do you guys know? Like, I'm not asking like sarcastically, like I literally don't know who they've played.
They should have beat the Bills. They just lost to them.
Well, the Bills played horrible, so
yeah, but the Bills were Super Bowl contenders before this season started.
I know, but I'm saying like the Bills are having some of the same issues as we are. Like the turnovers are killing them.
They just beat the like, Giants.
We have the same amount of turnovers in one less game.
They beat the Giants 30-6.
Okay, that's the Giants. Who cares?
They beat the Jets. Oh, not the Bills. I'm sorry. They just lost to the Dolphins. They should have beat the Dolphins.
Yeah, the Dolphins. That was a close game.
Yeah. They
beat the Jets 16-12. Mm-hmm. They did beat the Giants 30-6, but it's the Giants. They're not doing great this
have they played season, the Chargers right? yet?
They lost to the Chargers
24-17.
That was close.
They also lost to the Steelers. They got clobbered by the Bills.
They beat the Packers.
I don't know. I'm not saying like, yeah, we're going to win both games, but I'm not thinking like, oh, look, they got this new coach and our coach and suddenly they're like, awesome. I do not buy that for a second. I remember the Romeo Crennel era. I remember what happened. We went down and we beat Green Bay and we had no reason to beat Green Bay. I remember that, that feeling of feeling new and stuff, that phase. Right.
Yeah, we'll see. I think the Raiders have a great defense, and I'll see. I can't wait to see their defense.
They got Max Crosby. Yeah, he's. I wish he was a Chief.
Real bad.
I wish he was a Chief. I do.
Against our offense, sorry, their defense against our receivers is going to be very interesting. It is going to be.
The thing is, our division absolutely despises us because we. Winning. We've won so many times.
They hate us.
So not even are the Raiders just a good team, a good solid team this season. They hate our guts. Like,
well, like the Broncos, they are not a team that clobbers us. Like
they were battling when they're back. But we did, man.
We put an ultra charged like bam battery in, and look what they've done. We gave them this, like they wanted to beat us so badly. So badly, and they're still running on that energy. Like it's crazy.
That, like, I just really hope our team as a whole doesn't overlook them. I don't think our defense will.
Oh, defense.
Devontae Adams is going to be locked up. They do have a good new tight end. Their running game is good with Josh Jacobs. I hope we don't get ran all over again like we did against.
To me, this game has nothing to do with our defense. It has to do with our offense.
It's our offense.
It's all offense against their defense.
Who's their quarterback this year? Who's their quarterback
Aiden
now?
O'Connell now. Aiden O'Connell. It was Jimmy. Right?
Because Jimmy's hurt.
Jimmy's hurt, yeah.
No, Jimmy's benched. Jimmy's not hurt. He's benched.
I thought he got hurt, and then he just got benched.
But he lost the job because he was hurt, and now he's
benched. Yeah, he was not doing – he wasn't throwing to Devontae Adams. Devontae Adams was just like, hello. They're like Stephon Diggs right now. Hey, Bills, you have him on your team. Do you remember?
Also, this is going to be an unpopular take, but I really think Mahomes is going to throw an interception this game.
Yeah, I had an anytime interception for last game.
I
had an interception.
And here I am trying to be positive.
But I don't think the thing is a lot of these interceptions that Mahomes has is because his receivers are not creating space. They're barely catching the ball. They're having all of these tipped passes that other defenders are getting. He's having to throw the ball. There's no reason. Now, I will say, Patrick needs to throw the daggum ball out of bounds. Okay. Like, stop trying to force the ball to receivers who are being doubled and triple defended. We got to stop doing that. Throw the ball out of bounds. God bless.
A little more desperate this year. And he does that when our offense starts not or isn't clicking. He becomes desperate.
And they're not clicking and they haven't been off season. And I think
you can tell he's desperate. You can just tell in the way he's. Yeah.
I took Patrick for anytime interception in the Eagles game. I knew he was going to throw
it. I think it's going to be that Spillane guy. Spillane. I think that's who's going to get the interception from Mahomes.
I mean.
I'm just calling it.
I think we split with the Raiders. I don't know if we win this week or when they come to Arrowhead. But I think we go 1-1 with them.
I definitely don't have a splitting. I think we win both games. But I think it's going to be a dogfight until the end.
I hope I'm wrong.
I hope so, too. But I do, like we've been saying, I think they are a better team this year for sure. So,
score predictions.
Woo! I have mine.
Go ahead.
I'm saying I'm gonna lowball it here because this is what we've been doing. I'm feeling a 24-20. That's what I'm feeling. Chiefs, always Chiefs, but that's mine.
27-17. I'm going for it.
That was my last
one. I don't buy the Raiders. I don't buy it. And I think that 17 is garbage time. I don't buy it.
I think it'll be like 20-16, and we either win this game or lose this game, but I have us losing one of them. I think I can see us losing this week, 20-16.
I hope it ends up being like 30-10.
I just don't buy this Raiders team. I don't buy them for a second. Just like last season, I didn't buy Minnesota. I don't buy this Raiders for a second. I don't.
Minnesota was decent.
I don't believe in them at all.
I mean, they're playing good.
I'm probably stupid for saying that. I just don't believe them. No,
they're not going anywhere.
Oh, no.
I just don't.
However, the way the AFC is shaking out, the Raiders or the Broncos could get a wild card if they win a couple more games.
I believe in the Broncos more than I believe in the Raiders.
I actually think it's crazy that the Chargers are the last in the AFC West right now.
Yeah, I think it's amazing.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
I think it's great. No, I definitely think a wild card could come out of the AFC West now because all of a sudden these teams decide they want to start winning random games.
So yeah.
Yeah. I think the Raiders have the easier schedule. But, yeah. Anyway,
I was looking at the Raiders schedule and I dropped my phone. I apologize if anyone heard that loud cling.
Crying. All right. Sponsor.
Kin Seltzer.
I don't have any, so can you do it?
I don't have any either.
Okay, so we're both
I got to hit up our guy.
I told him yesterday. He was like, okay. All right. We're both completely out of Kin Seltzer because it is just that delicious. So we will definitely re-up and we will probably do a giveaway to get.
We'll do a giveaway this week.
Get them back into the spirit of three home games in December. We're going to turn it around. But Kin Seltzer, first Black owned seltzer company in the United States. 95 calories can, made of all fruit, no artificial sugars. Very good if you mix it, and I am going to be creating a Christmas cocktail very, very soon. 95 calories a can. You can get it at several locations in the Kansas City area. My favorite place to go is Border Brewery in the Crossroads. And I do want to say that they are currently out testing new flavors for something that's getting ready to launch. Hopefully pretty soon. Super exciting.
Sounds very exciting.
Yeah, I'm very excited for what to come. So, yes, that's all I got.
Well, guys, we know that yesterday was tough, but it's Raiders week. Let's put all our energy in Raiders week. We can be mad. We can be frustrated. But we, as fans, at least know what our team needs to do. So maybe our boys in red will figure it out as well. So, guys, focus on the Raiders. It's Raiders week. They don't like us. We don't like them. So you know what? The Raiders. Bleep. The Raiders.
That part. I hope that I'm very, very wrong and we win this week.
I hope you guys are wrong too. Yeah. Well, I mean, Lexi thought we'd win, but I don't want to. I don't want to clobber these guys. You know, Max Crosby got up all in Patrick's face last season. Patrick hasn't forgotten that.
No.
That clip's been recirculating. That's still out there. So you know what? I want that petty Patrick this weekend. So you know what? Everybody have an amazing Thanksgiving with your family, with your friends. Find things you can be thankful for, even if it's the smallest thing. If you're having a rough year, just find the smallest things to be thankful for. And everyone have a wonderful, safe, delicious Thanksgiving. And we'll see you guys on Sunday. Until next time.
Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I'm so excited to eat. I can't wait.
Bye, y'all.